Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome into the Extra Yard here on Five Reasons Sports Network and part of the 3 yards per carry family. Alex Dono alongside former Miami Dolphin Troy Stratford. Troy, we were going to go live right at 1 o'clock. But when I saw that Braxton Berrios is signing with the Miami Dolphins, my dude from the U, I couldn't even wait till 1 o'clock. So we're here like 4 minutes early because I'm too excited about this Braxton Berrios signing. How are you doing, sir?
I am wonderful. And you know, I went on my phone. I said, all right, let me check the latest news before the show starts. And I go, wow, the Miami Dolphins just signed Berrios. And I said, I always liked him from when he went to the U. I won't make the sign because I'm not affiliated with them. And
you don't want to piss off your Boston College,
buddy. Yeah, I don't want to piss off my friends and stuff like that. But I always liked his game. I liked his game at UM. I liked his game when he was with the Patriots, even though it was limited, and with the New York Jets. And so he has made some big plays. He has big play potential. And given what the Miami Dolphins already have, talking about Hill, of course, and Waddle, he can – here's how I see it. We had a pretty good tight end who we're about to lose, right?
Yeah.
Gesicki was – damn good tight end. And he will continue to be a good tight end in the National Football League. But his skill set does not fit into what Coach McDaniel does. All right? He likes to push the ball downfield. Tight end is that, you know, close to the line of scrimmage guy. Not saying that Gesicki couldn't get downfield a little bit, but it takes a little longer.
And then McDaniel also likes his tight ends to be able to block really well, too.
Absolutely, he does. And so now you're dictating when you have him. He's in the game, more likely they're going to pass 70% of the time, 75% of the time. When he's not in the game, we could beef up and get ready for the run. Now I'm sitting there saying, all right, you bring me a tight end more solid as a blocker, and you allow me to expand the role of the slot receiver, which Berrios will do. Not saying that the Miami Dolphins didn't have similar wide receivers playing in the slot. And like, you know, going back to last season, I say it's so hard for the quarterback to throw to those guys because they like those shiny toys on the outside. But I think that he is the perfect complement for what the Miami Dolphins do offensively. And then he could be trusted. He's one of those players that very rarely does he fumble the ball, because I've seen him playing in the punt return position. And a coach is going to put him back there and not have to worry about the ball being on the ground. And hopefully I didn't just jinx the young man and he goes out there and fumbles on his first punt return or in a key situation. But that is important to coaches, that you have people out there that you can absolutely trust. And I believe that he's just trustworthy. And so now the quarterback knows that, okay, if I don't have the shiny toys open down the field, I have me a safety valve in Berrios, who's coming back home to play because he played college football down here. I love the marriage. I really do.
I covered
credit Braxton. To Drew Rosenhaus, yeah. His agent. Credit to him.
Yeah, I covered Braxton Berrios at the University of Miami. It's one of my favorite Canes players that I've been able to cover, right? You know, I didn't cover the team like in the locker room and stuff in the 80s and 90s, but as far as like basically the last 15, 16 years since I've been covering the team, Braxton Berrios was an absolute pleasure to cover. I mean, not only on the field, he's very sure-handed, like you mentioned, Troy, very shifty when he catches the ball in space, and he can fight for extra yards for you. He's also an excellent returner, and I think that's where the Dolphins probably gained most in this signing, is in the return game. I mean, Berrios was a Pro Bowler with the Jets 2 years ago, 30.4 yards per kick return. That was the highest in the league, 13.4 yards per punt return.
Now, see, okay, I did not remember that. I did not just read up on that. But now that you mention it, I go, yes, I kind of recall that. And so that's just a quality guy that you're bringing to your football team. And so far, if we're painting that wide brush over the work that the Miami Dolphins, Chris Greer and company have done here in the offseason, they have done a fantastic job. When you look at the Miami Dolphins right now, last year I thought it was all about the offense. I really did. I thought the defense would be solid, if healthy. But now you look at it and you say, damn, that's a hell of a defense that they put together. Strong up front, strong in the secondary, upgraded the linebacker position.
Yes, sir.
They, on paper, we're going paper now because it's the month of March. They look outstanding on paper. And so I can imagine being in that group, those guys, when it comes to who's getting together and working out. Like you just saw, you know, the two DBs, right?
Yeah, Xavien Howard and Jalen Ramsey, they were at the Heat game together last night.
Not only at the Heat game together last night, the Miami Dolphins know they have something special here.
Yeah.
Not only at the Heat game last night, but they did a tour of the facilities. You saw X-Man taking them around, and the Miami Dolphins were sure to film that. They know they are building on something very sweet, something special. Okay, so they're sitting there saying, we got the secondary. We got healthy guys this year. And you could bet that Xavien Howard is going to be healthy this year. He's working his tail off to be healthy, right? They are very strong and solid up front. I mean, solid. And they're going to get better up front. Those guys are still young for the most part up front. You know, Sela had an excellent year last year. You think he's not coming back here next year and say, yeah, I belong here. I'm a factor here in the National Football League. That, and Wilkinson, he, you know, you can't say anything negative about his play since he came out of college. So the Miami Dolphins, whereas the focus was primarily on offense last year, I'm sitting there saying, damn, this AFC East is going to be outrageous. Like, when the rumors first started about Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets, and I kind of disappointed you a little bit, I said, I like that idea. I really do. I like him in the AFC East. So look at the quarterbacks in the AFC East, right?
Yeah.
Allen, Tua, healthy Tua. And you got Aaron Rodgers.
And also, I love a couple things. Even Aaron, he's going to ultimately end up with the Jets, but I love the fact that the Packers are still playing hardball. Like they still, like they want to, I don't know what they're going to end up actually getting because they haven't finished the compensation with the Packers yet. So the Packers are holding out for, you know, a first round pick. They want the moon for this guy. Rodgers has basically become the Jets GM because he's telling him which former Packers rejects he wants them to sign. I love it.
I have no problem with that. There are some, you know, people on air saying, how dare he even do that? Like, no, times have changed in sports.
He's got leverage.
And so if you look at the guys who are souring that, oh, he has his wish list. Like, dude, turn the page. How old are you? The first thing I'm like, okay, how old is this guy saying that? Because sports is changing. It changed first, I believe, in basketball. I could be corrected. Maybe it was baseball. But guys were able to dictate where they want to go, who they want to play with. Yeah. And football, in my opinion, was the last team to come on board until free agency really kicked in, until the millions of dollars in contracts kicked in. Now that it has, these players, they're sitting there saying, you know, no, I don't want to be there. I want to be here. This is who I want. You give me that, and I'm ready to play.
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, Troy, you hit the nail on the head. And I put it in the title of this episode, I put Miami Dolphins get an A-plus for free agency signings and trades so far.
I agree.
And I made the title to the episode before they signed my guy Braxton Berrios, which is reportedly happening now. And so now, if it was an A-plus before, it's an A-plus-plus because Berrios, I think he's really going to solidify slot receiver for the Dolphins because, again, this guy is so reliable and so sure-handed. He's going to improve your kick and punt return game. He was, you know, among the probably the very best, if not among the two or three best in the entire NFL in that just 2 years ago. And also, Braxton Berrios, he's got a lot of leadership capabilities, Troy. I mean, obviously, you know, you'd like the leader of your team to be Tua, and that's, you know, could very well be the case. But Berrios, like, he's got that type of personality where this guy is like, you know, every team has their players union representative or like a players union president type of guy.
Right.
That's the type of guy Braxton Berrios is. Very, very mature, very responsible, big time leader guy. So I think this is a fantastic move. You know, we talked obviously about Jalen Ramsey, who I thought the Dolphins, when it comes to the compensation with what they traded to Los Angeles to get him, it was armed robbery. It was highway robbery what they got for this guy, to be able to get him for a third round pick and a tight end who's got one career catch. They were able to get Jalen freaking Ramsey for that. And, you know, I like the David Long signing as well. I mean, the Dolphins got a bargain on David Long, the former Titans linebacker, because he comes off an IR season. So they get a bargain for him. Now, I know Long has been on Twitter. Basically, he's unhappy with how, in his words, the Titans treated him as if he was coming off an ACL when he's coming off a hamstring issue. I mean, it was soft tissue injuries that he suffered with. So he believes that his injury concerns are overblown. But, you know, when healthy, he's one of the best run-stopping linebackers in the entire National Football League, and the Dolphins get him for 2 years, $11 million. I mean, for a guy who's one of the very best when healthy at his position, it's a steal to get him for that kind of money. This is an A-plus free agent period so far.
Donna, we had this discussion, I believe, the last show. I said, you want to show up on film. You want to be around the football at all times. And when you look at what the Miami Dolphins just did at their linebacker position, they upgraded it. Like Baker is their wide or their linebacker who could go out and cover at times. He doesn't have to be the beast, the run stopper. Now all of a sudden they bring in a new linebacker who's better than what they had, and you sit there and you go, Miami Dolphins are just, they got this picture of a puzzle. You know, it's on the wall and it's missing pieces here. Okay. It's missing pieces. And slowly and methodically, the Miami Dolphins have plugged in the pieces that they need, in my opinion. I love what the Miami Dolphins are doing right now. And you have to be excited. We could talk about the running back room, right?
Yeah,
I love that. We said it on Monday.
We said it on Monday, Troy. That we said.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bring them back. Yep. I like it. They're comfortable with the coaching staff. The coaching staff, vice versa, comfortable with them, right? The running back position, unless you are a stud guy, you don't need to have that guy because the game has changed. You're throwing the football. So you need to have a guy who could thump, which Wilson could do for the Miami Dolphins, right? Yeah. And then you have someone who can actually catch the ball and make big plays out of the backfield and more set. It just works right now. They're sitting there putting the puzzle together, and you know it all comes down to my favorite word. You got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
If the Miami Dolphins stay healthy, playoffs is not a question. It's how far you're going to go in the playoffs. But I love, again, I got to go back to it. I love how this AFC East is shaping up. Because, again, Donald, okay, I love when you are playing other good teams. That week of practice, yeah, that week of preparation is spot on. Like, there's no one showing up late. There's no one, you know, like taking a day off. No, you're out there. You're busting your ass. You're talking to the guys on the other side of the ball. How can we do this? How can we do that? The coaches are in tune. You're not worried about other teams in the National Football League. You're worried about taking care of business. So I love what the Miami Dolphins are doing. It's only March, and we're talking like this.
It's March 16th. I mean, we're, you know, there's a lot going on. I love, by the way,
17th.
Seven, is it? Hold on. Are you? No, it's the 16th. 16th.
16th.
You had me thrown off there. I'm like, wait, tomorrow, is my dentist appointment today or yesterday? Right. I was thinking that for a second. I do have to go to the dentist in a little bit. I want to remind you guys that this show is proudly brought to you by Prize Picks. You guys are probably looking at your Prize Picks apps right now, since there's a little basketball tournament going on, if I'm not mistaken. A little tiny tournament that's happening right now. So you guys are you're making your selections on the Prize Picks mobile app and prizepicks.com. It's so easy to sign up, and it's fully legal in Florida. It's very easy to deposit money, very easy to take money out. prizepicks.com or the Prize Picks mobile app. But when you sign up, use our code FIVE, because they're going to double your first deposit up to $100 as long as you use the promo code FIVE. And what you do when you're in on Prize Picks, you go through the different sports, college basketball, NBA, NHL. You simply make selections on players and predict if they're going to go over or under their stat projections. And if you get all your predictions right, you're winning real money back. You're winning big time multiples. You can make a lot of money if you get all your predictions correct. And you can go cross sport, right? You can have a couple college basketball players today, a couple of NBA players tonight. You can mix and match with those picks, and you're making real money. PrizePicks.com or the Prize Picks mobile app with our code FIVE5. It truly is daily fantasy made easy. And we're also brought to you by BetterEdge.com, BETTOREdge.com, which is a sports book without the book, right? There's no house, there's no casino. Better Edge combines sports betting with a social platform. So you're betting against other people. You can pick the lines you want, and you're going up against real people on the other side of it. And what I like best about that, as an experienced and somewhat kind of sometimes successful gambler, a lot of times not so successful, what I love about it is there's no juice, guys. Like, you're not going up against a sports book. You're not having to to get to minus 115, minus 120 odds on stuff. You're going straight up against other people at betteredge.com. We have a hookup for that as well. You should really try it out for these basketball games all throughout the weekend, guys. And fully legal in the state of Florida, by the way. Fully legal because it's not technically a sports book because you're betting against other people. It's a social platform. BETTOREDGE.com/5RSN. If you use our special URL, they're going to give you $20 in free play money just for signing up. BETTOREDGE.com/5RSN. Give it a shot today. I want to say hello to everybody in the live chat. Cap for Life, our guy Alex M, who's got Kamaru Usman with the big dub coming up. Rob Dukes, thank you so much for getting in. Andres, thank you so much for coming on and joining us in the live chat. MIA Fire, thank you so much for joining us in the live chat. Troy, another thing with the way that all the moves have been shaping up for the past few days, because you and I last spoke on Monday afternoon, right? I was a little wishy-washy on the Mike White signing as backup quarterback, but my thought process was, if you're going to make less of a splash at backup QB and spend a little less money on that position, which is what the Dolphins did, and White could be solid, right? But there were flashier options out there to be your backup quarterback. So if you were going to quote-unquote settle on Mike White, I wanted to see what else you do with the money that you're saving, right? Like how do you invest the money that you're saving on Mike White? And the fact that I believe the Dolphins have done such a good job throughout the rest of the week so far, most recently with Braxton Berrios and with David Long earlier this week, I believe they're being very, very smart with the way they're spending their free agent dollars. So I think they're hitting this out of the park. And then the other point, I think you made this on Monday, Troy, is that even if you did sign a flashier backup quarterback, still, if Tua can't stay healthy, you know, you're not going to be a Super Bowl contender anyway. So maybe now there's a little bit more of a drop off than there would have been if you had signed like Jimmy G or something. There may be a little bit more of a drop off now, but the season is still, how much success and how deep you can go this year is still dependent on Tua's health either way.
And I think you could go with that premise across the National Football League. It is a quarterback-driven league.
Yeah, I mean, how many teams have a backup quarterback good enough where you can say, well, if their starter gets hurt, they could still win a Super Bowl with the back? I mean, I know it happened a few years ago with Nick Foles. I know it's happened before, but it doesn't usually happen.
Donald, it always happens to one team, possibly, right? Your starter goes down and someone comes out of nowhere. We could take the San Francisco 49ers last year and Purdy coming in and doing the job that he did. Now, that was a complete team that was ready to win. If their quarterback had not gotten hurt, they may have won the Super Bowl.
Right.
So they just didn't drop way down. They maintained and they actually excel going through that. When it comes to what the Miami Dolphins are looking at right now, Mike White is a solid quarterback. I got a childhood friend. I don't know. We met each other when we were two or three or something like that. Played basketball together in high school. Friends to this day. I used to always hate. I'm like, dude, your boy. I'm your boy. I play for the Miami Dolphins. Can you forget about them sorry-ass New York Jets? No, I can't do it. Strad, I love you, but I love my Jets. I'm like, all right, you stay with your Jets. And we were going back and forth yesterday, and he's like, you know, I'm really sorry to see Mike White lead the team. He wasn't gung-ho on Aaron Rodgers. He's really? Like, I don't want that one-year guy. And I was like, no, man, he's going to be perfect for New York and all of that. He's like, I really like what Mike White was bringing to the table for the New York Jets. If we had protected him better, he may have played a lot better. And so he got me sitting there saying, all right, I need to check this guy out. So it should be a nice competition at that backup position quarterback for the Miami Dolphins. Because you know, those two guys, right? Skylar Thompson and now Mike White. You think they don't think like we think? Sitting there saying, Tua going down at some point. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to miss a game here. He's going to miss a game there. So I believe that the preseason has become so much more important for the Miami Dolphins, in particular at the backup quarterback position. That's a battle. And I don't think that, I'm not sitting there saying they're going to run their complete playbook or anything like that. But you could bet that we're going to see, hopefully they will, they'll play to the strength of each one of those quarterbacks, the two of them. But they're going to put them in positions to see what they really have, because they need to know whoever wins position number two has to be ready to go.
Yeah, that's true. And you're right about what you said about Mike White and Skyler thinking, hey, there's a decent chance at some point Uno is going to miss some games here and there. I think that's what Teddy was thinking when Teddy decided last year to sign with the Dolphins. I think he was in his mind, this is about as close as I can get to a starting job. Right. Because I may not be the starter here, but at some point this guy's going to get injured. And he did. Teddy's problem was Teddy couldn't be healthy when Tua was.
And you want to know the little intricacy thing that I noticed in this. Teddy Bridgewater was a little bit older.
Yeah.
Miami Dolphins this year, they're saying, look, we're not bringing in an older guy, because an older guy is more susceptible to being injured as well. He's True. Sitting down for six straight weeks, seven straight weeks. Finally, he gets out there, he gets his chance. But because he's older, now he takes that hit, he might go down. We're going to bring in some young blood. These guys that, you know, they could sit there for, I don't know, 2 years, come in and get hit. And, you know, chances are they're going to, you know, be able to bounce up and get right back in there. So I think the Miami Dolphins thinking when it comes to the style, the makeup of that backup quarterback, is not going to be one of these veterans who has been there. Yes, he has the experience. It's going to be a younger guy, because we believe in our system. We believe in what we teach. And we could bring a young guy in here and we could develop him. We believe in Tua, but we could develop this young guy. So when his time comes, whether it's, you know, short period, couple weeks, or long period, you know, 6 or 7 weeks, he's going to be able to get the job done.
Well, my time has come to go get these teeth cleaned. I'm on my way. They look, I think it's the lighting that I have in here. They look super white, don't they, Troy?
They look good, man.
Like if the dentist looks at these choppers, like if I can bring my home lighting setup into the dentist's office, they're going to say, kid, you're good. Just get out of here. We don't even need to clean these teeth. They look clean. But I will be on the we'll be on the dental chair for the foreseeable future. So I want to say huge thank you to everybody who joined us in the live chat. I know our guy, Devin Jordan, who I see him a lot on Locked On Canes chats as well, I think. Or no, maybe I mostly see him in here. I don't know. I do so many different streams. I can't keep, like, where I see certain people straight.
I don't know how you do
Troy, it. Troy, sometimes I have so many different jobs that sometimes I'll just, like, forget. Like, oh, my God, I work for them, too. And I'm like, oh, I haven't done anything with them for a couple weeks. Like, it's bad. I need a secretary or an assistant, but I don't want to pay for an assistant. So here we are. It's all up in this brain of mine. So huge shout out and thank you to everybody. Welcome home, Braxton Berrios. I'm so happy. And Troy, even though Troy's not a Miami guy, not a UM guy anyway,
I'm ecstatic about it. I am 100% on board with Berrios coming to the Miami Dolphins.
I love it. We will talk to you guys again next time on another episode of The Extra Yard. You can also listen to the show on the 3 yards per carry audio feed. So check it out. Bring the audio version wherever you go, 3 yards per carry podcast, and watch us on the 5 Reasons Sports YouTube network. We will see you later.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.